Lord, we need you. We need to cleave to you. Please give us the grace to do this among all the tests that you are pleased to allow. Jesus, I trust in you. Deliver us from evil. Amen. Mother Claire began, Beloved family, this week has been so very tense for us. Ezekiel had a serious attack on his health, and he is recovering in the Lord's tender hands. At the same time, certain changes had to be made in his room, and it is a monumental mess. Because I've had to overlook messes, so I didn't cause him stress. So now the day has come, and what a day it is. Just looking at it makes me dizzy. I love to be real and honest with you, so I'm asking for your prayers at this most trying time. In addition to that, other issues have popped up, and I feel very inadequate to solve them. Thank you, God, for dedicated souls that support us all. The enemy has orchestrated many situations to bring me to the point of overwhelm and collapse. But my Jesus is at my right hand, and he is giving me strength to continue on. The more I hear from others about things that are coming down the pike, the more I long to release all our concerns to Jesus, who has all the answers. There are many things I would like to do to prepare a bit more for the future. But he is asking me to keep my mind on prayer, messages, and music. So I struggle with letting things go. Please pray for Ezekiel, myself, and the community, that we handle things according to the Spirit and not the flesh, which can manifest as my Jewish mother personality, almost to the point of being overbearing. I began to speak with him. I am here, Lord, he replied. And I sympathize and am carrying you. Beloved, try not to focus on the problems, because I have already made provision for them. So look to me, not to them, please. Am I trying? You are. This is merely a reminder. The enemy wants to swallow you up in woes. I have the cure for them all. If you can shift your focus to me, I will do the difficult work involved in solving them with a good outcome. The enemy is successfully distracting you. I suggest you get his room back in order. That will take a lot off your mind. This is not something you should attempt alone. You need a helper or two. You know what to do, beloved. Just move forward, slowly, steadily, and return your focus to your work. This will help. Continually rely on my Spirit for assistance. Please help me, Jesus. My mind keeps reaching for solutions. Blessed Mother, please help us. The solution is to rest in me. I know this is hard for you. I know. But you must gain the mastery over these obsessions and return your heart to me. He looked at me so tenderly. Is that so hard for you? He asked with a quizzical look, and I was touched by his charming demeanor. Look around you, Claire. This is a most beautiful place. Drink in the springtime beauty and leave behind all that darkness, worry, and scrupulosity. Cleave to me, not your problems. Not only that, but where you are going is even more beautiful. Keep that in the forefront of your mind. Lord, I need help. My mind is truly darkened with all that is transpiring in the world. He continued, I would say don't look into the world anymore. You've had enough, just enough to clog your mind and leave you searching for a solution. I've already given that to you. It is me. Am I that unattractive that you must turn away from me and focus on the problems of the world? I think I am very weary, Lord. I think you are right. So proceed with much caution to where you are supposed to be. No more news. That will help. You will be tried and tempted many, many times. Your enemy is relentless. and he knows how to block the flow of creativity. This pressure will lift. Just keep going. Just play the shot. That's the best thing for you to do now and all my dear ones. There will be a release. The river of life must keep moving, beloved, and I'm in the stern guiding you. Oh, please be happy and rejoice with that knowledge. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you.